Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Don't have our logo up. Survivor Specialist Phil and Alexa are back, and we are into the preseason of Survivor 44. Today, we're going to be doing the only prop bet game that we are opening up to the public this season. Normally, we do two.
Only fantasy game.
Only.
Because we're not.
Yes, only fantasy game. So why did I say, damn. You know, I've been practicing that for approximately 0 seconds, and I already butchered it. But this is the only game that we are going to be doing that is open to all of our listeners, because we have heard things about season 44 potentially being a spoiled season. So we don't want to open it up to a boot list game. And then we go through and we look at the boot list, and 15 boot lists are scoring 0 points through 4 weeks. And now we know what the boot order is going to be. We do a pretty good job of avoiding it. If you're going to come in here and you want to post spoilers, we're going to troll you and make you feel really bad about your life. Cause shit, don't post spoilers. They're stupid. Everybody just wants to enjoy the show.
You think we're doing this for you guys. We're doing this for us. We just don't want to be spoiled.
Literally, I just don't want to be spoiled. And last season was great because I know there were no spoilers, and I showed just like how good I am at predicting things with the Gabler over Cassidy thing. And like a lot of people showed how bad they are at predicting things, but those people who were really bad last season were really good the two seasons before. I don't know. We'll suspect. But anyway, so that's what we're going to be doing. So we're only going to be doing the prop bet. Now, if you become a patron, patreon.com/survivorspecialist, $20 patrons can also partake in a power rankings game and I believe a fantasy game. We actually have to make sure that we have prizes for the fantasy game. But even if we had gone with Vintage Survivor Store in the past, and they've sent around good prizes to the winners of that game. That's for our $20 patrons. If we are not connecting with Vintage Survivor Store this season, we will give a buff for the fantasy game because that'll just equal out the three buffs. So
yeah,
if you become a patron, you can do the power rankings game, you can do the fantasy game. Those are two things open to patrons. But for regular people who aren't patrons, and by that I mean you have to be a $20 patron, a $1 patron, you're not getting that. You can join the prop bet game. We'll go over the rules. This is something that we have been doing for numerous seasons, too many for me to count. To submit, you're not going to just leave a comment on YouTube. So don't comment on YouTube what your prop bet game is. We're going to have a link.
We won't look at it.
Yeah, we're going to have a link. We don't have the link yet. Intern is going to make us the link. And once we have the link, we're going to post it all to all of our social media so that people can join. But the way the prop bet game works is there are 18 props. There are 18 castaways. You are going to pair up one castaway with each prop. You can only use each castaway once. You are going to wager 1, 2, or 3 points on that prop. So if, for instance, for winner, you put Michelle Fitzgerald and you put 3 points, you would have gotten 3 points for her win in Survivor Co. Wrong. If you get it wrong, you just get 0. The key is, though, your total, you have to have the same amount of threes as you have ones. You can also have as many twos as you want, but you have to have the same amount of threes as you have ones. So it should equal out to 36 total points. The maximum amount of points that you can get is 36. So you're going to do winner, name, and then the prop. Like how many points? One, two, or three. Then you're going to go to the next one. Cries of physical tear. The name of the person, one, two, or three. Remember, threes and ones have to equal out to the same amount. You can have as many twos as you want. There's 18 props. We'll go through them here in just a second. If you don't live in the U.S. or Canada,
which we has will happened send a few you, times.
This happened to us last season. I didn't know what to, it's like. It was the first time it happened to us in a while. If you don't live in one of those, we can't ship you the buffs. It's just not possible. Still submit, do what you want to do, play the game. We will just send you what the buff is worth in American dollars. We'll send you that amount, and then you can find a way to get the buff because there's just nothing that we can do. And yeah. Unfortunately,
so
like
in
a
that
lot
case,
of
you just win money, which sounds great.
Which is better, right? Like now, yeah. You know, and if you love gambling, no, I'm just kidding. We don't have here. But,
we need so one of those little like the like disclaimers at the end of a gambling commercial. Yeah. Like we need that right here.
Exactly. 1-800-1-800-GAMBLER, right? Yeah. But yeah, so you can still join, but we can't get you the buff. So just, you know, give us your Venmo, PayPal, whatever you want to do. We'll get you the money. We'll make sure that you have it. But our winners always receive prizes no matter what the trolls on Reddit want to say. I don't think we've ever had a winner not receive a prize unless they literally just didn't answer us.
Phil has lost his sleep over that one Reddit comment.
That one Reddit comment pissed me off. It's like, go away, clown. That's how I feel about so many things. But, you know, so here's the props for this season. Number one is going to be the winner. That's one we do every year. Number two, going to be cries of physical tear. We're going to really focus in on this year. I had a lot of health problems last year, which really threw everything off. For those who are patrons, you know what the health problem is. If you're really curious what my health problem was, I think you only had to be a $5 patron, right? So I'm trying to now benefit off of my health issues. But go listen to that and you can find out. But we weren't as on top of this as we wanted to be. The goal for this season is every week, every 2 weeks, something like that. We're going to be posting to our social media at Survivor Specialist on Twitter, Instagram, whatever it is, the top five for the prop bet game and for the power rankings game and for all of that. We want to make sure that you all know where you actually stand in this. But so the first one is winner. The second one is cries of physical tear. The third one is obtains a hidden immunity idol other than the cage idol. So this is very important because the cage idol is going to be irrelevant to another prop. So if you obtain the hidden immunity idol in any way, shape, or form, you get it handed to you, you put it in your pocket. If you're Jesse and you get, whose did he get?
It has to be, you have to be in possession of it. Yes. So like last season, like everyone got one.
Yeah, it's not just like, oh, I looked at it or, oh, like Sarah showed me it. It's Janine gave me her idol or gave her idol to Dwight and then Dwight gave me her idol. So Dwight, Jesse, and Janine all had possession of that idol. So that would count for everybody. But the cage idol does not count, and there's a reason for that. For number four, it gets 10 or more votes. This includes votes negated by an idol. So if you got 7 votes, Wentworth does not count. It counts for this. Number five is gets 5 votes or less. Number six is wins individual immunity. Number seven is blindfolded. Number eight makes the jury. Number nine hugs Jeff. Number 10 sits out 3 times or more. That's for any reason. It can be because you had to sit out because your tribe had too many. You have to sit out because you're injured. You have to sit out because you're getting food. It doesn't matter, 3 times or more. Number 11 is 10 or more confessionals in any episode. So if the first episode is 2 hours long, if they get 10 or more confessionals in that 2-hour span, you get it. We do that based off of, I was looking a lot at what Rob's fact checker was saying on Twitter last season and also Reddit, but Reddit, the person who was posting it started falling behind towards the end of the season. So I really started going to Rob's fact checker. Reddit was where I generally started. Then I went to Rob's fact checker. They had pretty much the same numbers. For 12, blurred mouth. We have to see the blur. We have to see it. So that's what number 12 is. Number 13. So this is going to be gets the cage idol. Now, that does not just mean that they have to grab the cage idol. They can also be in possession of the cage idol at a later time. So if Alexa were to get the cage idol and then hand me the cage idol and be like, this is yours now, we both got it. This is different from a regular hidden immunity idol. It might not be viewed that way in the game, but for the sakes of this, it is going to be viewed differently. The cage idol is going to be its own separate thing and not treated as a regular hidden immunity idol. For 14, it's a confessional in every episode that they are in. So if you're the first person voted out, but you get one confessional, you get that. Enjoys five or more rewards. That could mean as a team in the pre-merge. That could mean as a team in the post-merge. That could mean individually. It doesn't matter. Just goes on five or more rewards. Could eat Chinese food five times in the shack. Whatever the hell it is, that counts.
That's great.
Yeah. Number 16 is gets an episode title. Has to be the name of the episode, though. So, like, it has to happen in the episode where it is the name. So, let's say the name of the episode was Yeah Baby, and Carol Mama C said Yeah Baby 14 different times. But the episode that was actually named Yeah Baby was Rodney making fun of Mama C, and he was the only one who said Yeah Baby that whole episode. Only Rodney would get the credit for that. So, it has to be the episode. Like, if the episode is named Alexis First Day on Survivor, and I go out there and I was like, this must be Alexis First Day on Survivor. And then the next episode, Alexa says, this isn't Alexis First Day on Survivor. It only counts for the episode that is actually named that.
I was so confused as to why you were explaining this, because I clearly don't remember that Rodney Mama C episode. Yeah, that's the good stuff. Well,
the big one last season was Livin', because everybody wanted right. Livin' every time that somebody said Livin'. And it's like, no. Cody said it, and that's the only one who gets it, because after that, if Jesse's like, he's just living. No, that happened in a different episode. It's not the same. It's not what it was named after. So has to be in that episode. Number 17 goes home with an unused advantage other than the shot in the dark. Okay, so the shot in the dark, like, is still its own thing. And then number 18 is uses the shot in the dark, which only one person did last season, and that was Sammy, as crazy as that is. Nobody in the pre-merge used their shot in the dark after we saw it happen all the time in 41 and 42. So those are the 18 props. Alexa, any questions, comments, or concerns while I chug this water now? Because I have nothing.
Oh, yeah. Phil has been podcasting for like 9 hours today. No questions, comments, or concerns. I'm really happy to say that while you were explaining that, I did the math, and my tally adds up to 36. So let's get going.
That's awesome. You know what
Which
mine
is always
adds
a concern.
To?
What?
You know what mine adds up to?
Unclear, because you haven't made it yet.
Absolutely. I'm copying and pasting it right now. Okay. So I always hate that we put winner at number one.
I know, but.
Oh, wait. This is a good one. J.E., my idea for 50 plus confessionals in a season didn't make it. Alexa, should we include this? We can change this. I think we change that to 40 plus confessionals.
Yeah. What do we get rid of? Which one?
I think we get rid of sitting out. I think we get rid of the 5+ rewards, because the 5+ rewards are a pain in the ass to keep track of.
Okay. I can keep my person there. So that works. I like that. Good suggestion, Jay.
Jay, thank you for that. So we're doing it as 40 or more confessionals in the season. And we're no longer going to have the 5 or more rewards, because that one is such a pain to keep track of, believe it or not. And now that they don't really do the tribe swaps, it's not really worth it. Okay. I like that. So that's going to be the new number 15. So anybody who just listened to this and only got there, once intern, who is going to make it because he's better than us at everything, once he makes the link, then that's going to be used. That's so funny. Zach literally said, can we get rid of sit out 3 or more? That's what we did. Look, we're making the fans happy. Alexa, are we fans?
Oh, wait, I thought we got rid of the 5 rewards.
Oh, we did. You're right. We got rid of the 5 rewards. Sorry, Zach. Yeah. We're fans making content for fans.
For
sometime.
Ourselves.
Yeah. But yes. Okay. So anyway,
that's so
anywho,
Zach,
intern's going to make the link
right now.
You'll just follow the prompts. It's very simple. Just make sure you have your ones and threes and twos lined up. Also, big one for everybody, write down your answers, because a lot of people ask us, what did I have? We don't know. It goes into whatever algorithm intern makes. We just see the scores.
Yeah.
And we see you as what is that? The bio. What do you call that? The mate.
Oh,
you're 1010.
I have no idea.
Whatever it's called, the matrix thing, where it's that type of
just
code.
Write them down, because we don't know, and we're not going to send it to you.
Exactly. So just make sure you know what you put for each of your things and how many points you put for each, so that you can keep track. Okay. I always hate that we start with winner, but that's what we're damn starting with. Alexa, who's the winner of Survivor 44?
I'm going to switch. I always try to pick a different person for each game, and I have Helen as the winner.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I really like Helen. I should caveat this entire thing that I probably should have done. I have done no research since this, Like, so I'm still only going off of like a couple articles, but I really like Helen. I feel like she's very well-rounded. She's also doing that thing where she's like active enough on social media. Like I'm also like pick, I think like Stephen Fishbeck does this, like picks a social media winner. I only have one confidence point because that's obviously like the really, that's one of the hardest ones, but I like Helen and I feel like she could win.
Cool. I like it. I'm a big fan of Helen. Were they allowed off kind of the leash here a little bit with social media? I mean, Carson started a store on social media.
He's Carson like is making money. I feel like for premieres, you can like, they're always like, I feel like they're always really active.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of them have been quite, I mean, I just feel like they're a lot like louder than normal. Even if they're a little bit active, like, I feel like this group is, they're saying whatever they want and I'm all about it. But I'm just kind of surprised. But my winner pick, I mean, it was bound to happen, right? I mean, it was bound. It was absolutely bound to happen. But I was on Twitter and I followed three people and one of them is Michelle. And Michelle retweeted Claire saying like, you know, it's nice to be recognized finally and all that. So being that I'm simple with this kind of stuff, I need to make Claire my winner pick. And I'm going to put two on it because if Michelle likes it, Michelle's average placement on Survivor is second place. So I'm going to put Michelle. And yes, I know it's not the best out of people who've played twice because Natalie Anderson is lower, but Michelle's never been voted out. So Michelle, if she says it, it's got to come true. I have Claire as my winner pick and it's 2 points.
I love that. I wanted to put Claire, but now I'm doing that thing that you do where I'm like, oh, everybody likes Claire. So now I have to like pretend that I don't love her, but I'm very excited.
Yeah, Claire is already this season's Cassidy where she's absolutely wonderful. But if the internet says how great she is one more time, I'm going to blow a gasket.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
Blow a gasket.
Yeah. Can't you all just like accurately like
stan.
People?
We
like,
must
why
stan.
Do we have to stan? Why does it, why must it be stan? Like Jam Jam, which by the way, that's the first time in this podcast I've said it correctly.
We need to redact that entire podcast.
Yeah, I know.
If you are listening, clearly we did not research enough.
Like, is Jam Jam already the most unlikable person on this season just because of how many stans he has already? He has like 7.5 million stans and like 6 million people watch Survivor every week. Where are they coming from? They're just crawling out of the walls.
They're just, they're everywhere. The stans are here. That's the way it goes though. Everyone finds, like, the internet finds their favorites. We find our favorites for what it's worth.
But ours are always right, you know?
Of course, yes. All right, number two.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Okay, I just had to make sure I had everybody written
still
down.
Doing this math.
Number two, Alexa, who is going to cry a physical tear?
I have Carolyn crying a physical tear. I have 3 points on that. I feel like, well, I don't know. I feel like a lot of seasons we've been getting a lot of crying recently, though Blurring Mouth was like the winner last year. I think Carolyn, I go like two ways here. One, I think we're going to get a lot of content very early on from her, just about her story being a drug counselor. And that is a naturally very upsetting thing to be talking about. So I think there's something kind of natural there, especially if this is something that she's personally tied to. And also she like directly said she's going to be laughing and crying a lot. And people who know that they cry, like they're going to cry. So I think Carolyn's going to be sobbing.
It's Josh and it's three and it's overdone. Moving on. Josh was born to cry on Survivor. Like this guy's story is insane. I also feel like maybe this is me just kind of like looking a little bit too much into it or just what's strong in my memory. I do feel like a lot of times like, and Josh isn't smaller, but I do feel like when we see Josh next to the other castaways, he is a little bit smaller. He's jacked, but I think he's like a shorter guy is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I feel like the smaller gay guy cries every single season on Survivor. We've seen it in these recent seasons with Romeo and Gio. Like, I feel like Survivor's like, we must have them cry. It must happen. Like, that is the archetype that we have defined for them. And that is what will happen. I just feel like with Josh's backstory, we're definitely going to hear this backstory. And there's no way he's making it through without crying because there's no way I'm listening to it without crying. So just give me a break. It's going to be Josh.
I may quit the podcast if he doesn't.
Yeah, like it's going to be Josh. so that's why I have him there getting
love
that.
It.
Number three, gets a hidden immunity idol, not counting the cage idol.
I have 1 point on this. I probably should up this to two because I know this cast hasn't seen 43, but like a lot of people hold idols now because of just the way it's going. I have Lauren on this one. I am nervous at, with this whole cage thing because I'm curious if other idols will come up. So they very like this might just not happen. But I have Lauren for this one. I kind of put her in before we separated the cage because the cage is like in the middle of camp and I feel like that's really easy for her. But yeah, I mean, no, like honestly, no direct reason, but I see her being a very loyal alliance member. And I think if someone is in possession of an idol, they could very easily hand it to her or she finds it herself.
And you're just doing one.
Correct.
I do like the reasoning behind how many of these are they actually going to put? Because now with the cage idol, what is this? What's going to happen with these? However, the way I look at it is Survivor loves idols. So I got two on this because they just love idols. There's no way that they're not going to have an idol here. And this is starting to feel like make the jury where it's like, okay, like 9 of the 18 people are going to do this. You better not screw it up.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to screw it up, but I'm going to go with who I called the little man who turns out is pretty jacked. Based on pictures that weren't doing him justice in his cast assessment photos, but boy, were they doing him justice once he was shirtless on the island. I'm putting Carson.
Where'd that come from?
Who did you think I met?
No. I'm like Carson.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
Content has been fantastic. He is like really, he is like clearly somebody who grew up like in the world of social media. Cause he's really good at it.
He's very good at social media. Yeah. Yeah. And it just made me laugh. Cause those pictures, it's like, what a nerd. And then you see him and you're like, what a nerd. I could hear Bryce Isaiah in my head as I was,
what I would do.
As I was seeing those photos. I was like, damn, I don't know.
We should have. Okay. Yeah. We should talk to Bryce.
We should. Question number 4 gets 10 or more votes cast against them. So now winning votes don't count. So if you're being voted to win, it doesn't count, but this does count votes negated by idols, shot in the dark, any of that stuff. Who will have 10 or more votes cast against them?
I have Jamie for this one. And I say like in my head, I'm like Jamie, the TikTok person. That's kind of just like how I know her. I think that Jamie will be long for the game. I think it's pretty hard to get 10 or more votes.
Nobody got it last season.
Yeah, exactly. Because
Ryan and Janine both had 9
now. Yeah, everyone splits. The tribes are going to start really small, so you pretty much like cannot do it before, like before the merge. But I think she's long for the game, and so that naturally is going to result in racking up votes. Perhaps.
And how many are you putting on it?
Filling dead air because I can't find her name. 1
Cool. You know what's crazy? So I didn't realize this until right now. Since Survivor came back from COVID, so in seasons 41, 42, and 43, there has been 1 player who has gotten 10 or more votes. Exactly 1. Who is it?
Is this including Winners at War?
No. So this is from 41 through.
Lindsay?
No, it is Liana.
Huh.
And Shannon Ricard both had 9 that season. And then in season 42, Lydia, Chanel, they both had 9, but nobody had 10. And then in season 43, it was Janine and Ryan who both had 9, but nobody got to 10. So interesting how with this new tribe dynamic where they're doing 3 tribes of 6, not doing swaps, it's becoming a lot harder to get this many votes. Liana, the only one who has had it happen, though I keep this one in here because a lot of people have been close and there's going to be a season eventually where we're getting more. So for my person for this one, this is a tough one. So I'm going to almost do this as a throwaway person in air quotes, like somebody who doesn't really fit in the other aspects of this from my perspective. And I'm going to go with Carolyn. I have Carolyn. I only have 1 point on it, but my reason is I feel like Carolyn is going to last long in the game. She's going to be strong enough that she's not going to be sitting out of challenges. I think she's going to be vocal. She's going to have like confessional counts, but I don't think she's going to have a confessional in every episode. I don't think she's going to hit 10 in a single episode. I don't know what her gameplay is going to be like. So I think this is a good spot for her. Episode title probably would have been good too, but there's somebody who's going to have, I don't know, 13 episode titles out of the 14 episodes this season. So yeah, maybe I'm probably going to use him. I don't know. We'll just see how that works. But yeah, I have Carolyn here with 1 point.
All right. I like it. Yeah, there's some people just, there's always like three or four players, and I'm like, well, I'll just put them here because I have to.
Yeah. Now, this next one is the complete opposite. We'll get five or less votes, including what Mike Gabler did last season, where he got zero for all you haters, just to remind you real quick. Zero. Alexa, he got getting five or less votes.
I have Brandon getting five or less votes with 2 points. This one I feel like is much more common, especially in these very common, especially in these smaller tribes. I think Brandon is also going to last long, but the way that Survivor is currently is people who are built like Brandon are not going to get votes early on unless he is deeply like insulting to be around, which I don't really imagine. So he's going to make it really far, or he'll at least make it to the post merge. And yeah, I don't think like he's relating to Danny. I feel like I see plenty of Dan in him. He's not going to go out in like this big explosive fashion. He could get stray bullet votes or makes it really far and only needs a couple votes to go home.
Yeah, this one's become very, very common. And I won't go through all three seasons because, you know, we don't have all night to do this. But just to let you know, last season, Mariah, Justine, NECA, Lindsay, Gio, all had less than five, had five or less. And then Cody, Jesse, Owen, Cassidy, and Gabler all also had five or less. So it's a lot more common for this to happen. And it happens to people. It's funny because it's the people who were the top four and then sixth place. And then the first one, two, three, four, five people voted out of the game.
Wow. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. Far or early, you can get this one. I am going to go with I just had it. I'm going to go with Maddie on this one. Mm-hmm. I feel like if Maddie is an early boot, she's going to get the five votes necessary to vote her out right away. And if she's going to be a late boot, it's probably because she's playing a good social under the radar game where she's not going to end up with nine votes. Like Janine got a lot of votes because Janine like went to a lot of councils and then she got voted out at the merge. Like she got voted out, not at the merge because Ellie went, but she got voted out so early in the post-merge phase. I don't see Maddie going out in that type of spot. I have 3 points on this because it's happened so much in the last couple seasons. So yeah, I have Maddie there.
I like it.
All right. For number six, who will win individual immunity?
I have Sarah winning individual immunity. Coach's protege slash daughter. 2 points. Protege slash daughter. 2 points for Sarah. Individual immunities have really changed. And there's also, because the post-merge is so long, there's just so many more people. There's so many more opportunities for different people to win. I feel like she's like small body type, like probably can balance well. I think it's going to be Sarah.
Yeah, I like Sarah for this. I actually have, I have Jamie. Okay. Being that she's a yogi, and I still don't think that's a real thing, but I'm going to put 2 points on it. I think the thing that makes this hard, it's not so much about picking somebody who's going to win immunity because now anybody can win immunity. It's about picking somebody who's actually going to make the merge.
Yeah.
Because like there's a lot of people that you could see like, oh, I could see Brandon winning immunity, but is Brandon going to make it there? I could see Carson winning immunity, but is Carson going to make it there? Two very different people. We saw last year with Carla winning and Owen winning and Cassidy winning. A lot of different people won challenges. Mike Gabler won.
So many people. Cody.
Many people. So it's just about getting somebody who's going to make it. I feel like Jamie will make it. Somebody did correctly point out that the Orange Tribe isn't really cursed anymore after what happened in season 42.
I know.
I feel like Jamie's on a pretty good starting tribe for herself. And I feel like she'll be one of the stronger people, even as, you know, an elder at 35 years old.
Yes,
hopefully she can, last just a couple more minutes so she can at least see herself air on Survivor. But that's who I have there. All right, for the blindfold, I got this right last season.
I know you got Lydia wrong.
I did, but I got last season's right, which was amazing.
What was last? Did they get?
Remember, they did it at like the. They did it at a different portion of the game. I have it written down.
Good
somewhere.
For you. I'm happy.
I don't need to prove myself. It happened, I swear.
I have Matthew getting blindfolded, and I have 1 point on that. Okay. I feel like you have to put 1 point on the blindfold.
Because you never know.
He's like a big jacked dude, and I feel like in a blindfold challenge, you need somebody who's going to pick something heavy up or can like jump and lift things. So Final six. Yeah. So I have Matthew on this one.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Bruce.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I feel like Bruce is going to be like, I feel like Bruce could be a vocal leader on his tribe, but I also feel like Bruce could just kind of be like that quieter, older guy who's really strong and they just use to do really strong things. So I'm going to put Bruce here with 1 point as well.
Love it.
And I'm going through the first half of the alphabet before I get to my people in the second half. For number eight, who's going to make the jury?
Bruce gives me such jury energy. 3 points.
Wow, Alexa, yep. With the Bruce, 3 points.
Yep, I love
it. Only ever been one other Bruce to play Survivor, and he made the jury.
See, that's totally what I thought of when this decision.
Definitely. I'm going with Danny. I'm going to put Danny here and I'm going to put 3 points. Mm-hmm. I don't really see Danny ever winning this game. I think I don't know. I haven't heard him talk yet. So I'm just, throwing him under the bus. But I don't see Danny winning, but I do see him lasting through the early part of this show. And I think he's the strongest person on his tribe, which will help.
Yeah,
I think if people learn their lessons from 41, 42, 43, and 44, you can vote out stronger members of your tribe, or you can vote out classically strong people, aka you can vote out the men before the women, as we've learned on Survivor. That's what determines strength. But I don't think you can vote out the strongest person on your tribe pre-merge without your whole tribe turning into nothing. So I think that Danny will ultimately make it through.
Yep. Love it.
Because we saw what happened. Xander didn't get voted out. He was the strongest person on that tribe, and that tribe stopped falling apart.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay. Next up, number nine. Who will hug Jeff? And Alexa, we need to react to this season, because it happened twice last year, and we barely even smiled. It's pathetic of us.
I know. We didn't make it a big deal.
Sad.
Maybe because it's happening so much more. The first seasons that we podcasted, it never happened. I have Claire hugging Jeff, and I've 2 points on that. I know that's probably dumb.
But, I love it. Alexa puts two on that and one on getting a hidden immunity idol.
Absolutely. I don't know. I feel like, I don't know why I'm assuming that maybe Claire listens to us, but if she's somebody who's listened a lot, maybe she would know. This is really me thinking that I'm very important. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But typically you hug Jeff when you win individual immunity. There aren't many opportunities to hug him because you're not that close to him other times. So I do think that she has a good chance of winning an individual immunity as well. I also think that she's going to make it to the merge. So these are just more opportunities to be in close proximity to Jeff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, does it count if Jeff hugs you?
Wow. No, in that case, we cancel the prop bet.
We just cancel it. So Jeff has to be the one receiving the hug, not Jeff going in for the hug.
I think it could be mutual, because if Jeff hugs you, you are hugging Jeff.
True.
She did say she likes Jeff a lot in her preseason interview. See?
There is going to be one person who walks out onto the island and Jeff immediately wants to hug them, and that is Sarah Wade, because he has not had that Wade energy around him in such a long time. And we all know that Coach Ben Wade is what made Jeff who Jeff is. So Jeff's
Wade kept Survivor on TV.
Yeah, he's going to be hunting for a hug from Sarah, but I didn't know where else to put Sarah, so I just put her here with one. I don't think Sarah is a pre-merge boot, but I also don't think Sarah is the winner of this season. She could win some challenges, but I don't think she's going to be the star of the show. So I didn't know where to put her, and you know what? I'm really just going to lean in so hard to this Wade last name thing to the point where it's going to piss everybody off, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here to aggravate and make people happy.
I hope she makes a joke about it, but I am confident that she won't.
No, she probably just turned off the podcast. She was listening to it.
She's like, this again.
Although Zach did just bring up, what if she acts like Coach? Could you imagine we have a female coach right now?
I don't know. Amazing. Candidly, I don't know if I need another coach. But I'm one of those people who is not the biggest Coach fan. So, but I'm happy for you. If
I got it. Somebody get me that gif of the Yankees fan just going like this in the camera. I need that right now to play for Alexa. GIF. I need a soundboard that just makes fart noises whenever you say you don't like Coach.
Exactly.
All right, we're halfway through. Number 10, sitting out three or more times. Now, this hasn't been happening that often because they're not changing up the tribes and because it's been very even in the pre-merge phase of the game. Mm-hmm. Who do you think will sit out three or more times?
With two confidence points, because I've definitely did my research on what you just said, I have Heidi, and unfortunately – she is at the geriatric age of 35 years old. So I don't know. I think she's also on a good starting tribe, but to your point, this really just doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen very often. And I also have Heidi. I just don't know if her knees, you know, those 42-year-old knees, are they going to be able to hang on at any longer? I mean, you know, once you hit 35 in survivor years, you might as well just like turn to dust on the island. Yeah, so
it's like dog years.
But you know what it is? I look at Heidi's starting tribe, and I do feel that she's on one of the stronger starting tribes. I mean, I don't think any of these really like stand out amongst the others, but I feel like this has a nice balance of strength, like pure strength. Like you can't measure strength, such as Danny being a firefighter.
Yeah.
And then you have the engineering manager in Heidi, and you have the security software engineer in Matt. Like these are good jobs for puzzle portions of Survivor. So I have Heidi with 1 point.
Okay. I like it.
Yeah. All right. Who's going to get 10 or more confessionals in one single episode? Now, again, if Survivor breaks it up as episode one and episode two, but it's 2 hours on the same night, they just have to get 10 or more confessionals in the same night.
Mm-hmm. I have Josh for this one. I have 2 points on that. Josh has a story. I hate to like boil it down to that. That's very like insensitive.
It's true though.
There's also like a lot to it, and there's multiple layers to what I assume he'll end up talking about. And that is going to take up a bunch of confessionals. That also very well could happen in the beginning because it's a double episode that first night. So I do think this very well could happen at the premiere.
Yeah. My biggest concern with that is like Gio, the one episode spoke for about 20 minutes. And I think he had 3 confessionals because it just wouldn't stop. And it was just a consistent flow.
You need it to be like, they talk about their story, like, and they find an idol or they organize a blindside or something.
Jesse was a really good example of that, because in that episode where he's talking about the blindside checklist, every one of those was a new confessional because people were talking in between. And that was like, I don't know if he even hit 10 in that one, but like, those are the types of players you're looking for there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jam. Like,
oh, same.
That's what I'm going with. I'm going with Jam. Like, 2 points. He's going to be, no matter how many episodes he's in, I think he's going to get this in the premiere. I think he's getting the most confessionals in the premiere. I think he's done after the, not done like out of the game. I just think he's getting 10 confessionals in the premiere and we move on.
Yeah.
He likes talking about pooping in the ocean, Survivor love, stuff like that. Like, he's good.
Yeah.
All right. Who do you have? What is the next one? Having their mouth blurred.
I have your favorite player. I have Matt with 2 points. I have nothing to base this off of, but everybody has their mouth blurred. And he's your favorite person and you love to swear. So I feel like that's my pipeline.
He is tall. That is kind of.
He sure is. I need to watch that premiere clip.
Yeah. He's just taller than everybody on his tribe. It's crazy. So I do this based on where people are from now. That's what I've decided. And I'm going to put Franny because she's in Massachusetts and everybody in Massachusetts curses like a sailor.
Absolutely.
So I'm going with Franny. Also, there was nobody from Jersey on this season because that would have been the easy answer.
I know. Weird. There's no Jersey's like the new LA and Boston.
I know, it's getting left out. And then the New Yorkers I've already used. And plus people in the Bronx don't curse. They just talk funny, you know? So I have Franny with this. I have 2 points on it. Cause like you said, it's been happening for everybody. But yeah, I don't know if there's going to be an Owen Knight on this season where every time that they like breathe, they just have to blur the mouth just in case. But
yeah,
you know, definitely feeling good about having Franny here.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Good reason.
Who's going to find the cage idol?
Franny is finding the cage idol. Okay. She only has 1 point on that. But I feel like Franny is no one talks about being a super fan anymore. It's really interesting. Like you have to kind of figure out, but I do get like, I think she's a super fan. She's going to come out and try to get an idol. And I think that this is going to be a really interesting one because you do have to be very strategic with it. And I feel like she'll be able to pull it off.
And again, when we say finds it, we just mean has it at some point. So like I could find it, give it to Alexa. Alexa would get the point. So this could be any of those. I'm going to go with Matt for this because he's so tall. He's not going to be able to hide.
Yeah.
And he's just going to go for it. He's going to say, screw it. I'm going for it. Like, what can I do? But I feel like Matt's going to be a pretty cerebral player. I feel like so far his story is already, I got to go for it after my whole life, not going for it. You know, he's talking about, he wanted to play Survivor forever, but he couldn't get out of his comfort zone.
Yeah.
He's back. Like, this is it. So again, Zach, it's not find it or open it. It's just literally this person is in possession of that idol. If you're in possession of it, you get it. I have Matt. I feel like that's his story. It's going for the big moves, and he's just going to make it happen.
Love it. He's too tall. The idol will be too low for him. But Gavin, fair point.
That's how I really feel. Number 14, who will have a confessional in every episode they are in?
3 points, Jam Jam.
Yeah, see, it was either going to be this or it was going to be the most confessionals. I think you're going to get the pointage no matter what. So this actually happens for those, like, I love giving this little history of this. This actually happens more often than you would think.
Because especially in the pre-merge.
Yeah, the pre-merge people get it. I think NECA didn't get it, but like pretty much everybody else did. So I'm going to go with Matthew for this, and I'm going to put 3 points. Not because I necessarily think Matthew is going to be an early boot, but I feel like Matthew is going to be a really big personality. And I could see Matthew being an early boot. And so because of that, it's like he's a big personality and he could be an early boot, or he's a big personality, go late in the game. I like it. Yeah. I mean, Cody didn't get a confessional in every episode last season, and he was pretty much the star of the season in the first half. So it does definitely go in and out. It depends. Mm-hmm. Jesse and Gabler, I think, were the only two post-merge people to get a confessional in every episode. So you might want to try to lean towards somebody who's going to be voted out in the pre-merge, but I'm going to go with Matthew.
I like it.
Okay, so this is the new one, the one that we changed on the fly. Who will have 40 or more confessionals in this season?
I put the wrong person here. So I am actually going to say Maddie is going to have 40 plus confessionals. I think that Maddie is going to last a long time. I don't know how many confessionals is a lot, but I think if you're going to make it to like mid merge or mid jury and you have consistency, then you'll be safe. I'm going to put, now I have to do the math. Well, I'm going to put 3 because I had 3 on there earlier and I don't want to do math.
Look at that. I love it. Last season, everybody in the top 6 had 40 or more confessionals. So Gabler had 45, Cassidy had 44, Owen had 53, Jesse had 60, Carla had 53, and Cody had 50. After that, nobody had it. And the next closest was Sammy with 35. Last season was also a very well-edited season. From that standpoint, if you go to season 42, I just want to make sure I have this.
Oh yeah, 42 is wild.
If you go to season 42, Marianne had 48, Mike had 57, Romeo and Jonathan were both under 40, Lindsay had 45, Omer had 41, and everybody else was under 40. You have to go deep in the game to get this, is essentially what I'm saying. You have to go deep in the game, and even if you go deep in the game, you're still not guaranteed to get it.
Yeah.
So the 4 people I have left are Brandon, Helen, Kane, and Lauren. And I screwed up because none of them are going to get 40 plus confessionals in this season. But that's what I've made my bed here with, and I'm going to sleep in it. So I am going to go with who I actually think might be my second winner pick here. And that's going to be Helen. I just really like what Helen's bringing to the table here. I only have 2 points on this because, like I said, it's not that common. You still have to go very deep in the game. But I'm going to go with Helen. And that's my reasoning because I had her left.
Perfect. Sounds great. Final three.
Who's going to get an episode title?
It's going to be Danny when he kind of fell backwards into this. He isn't like who I would usually pick, but episode titles are not always like the sauciest things said. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do like, I'm going to say like generic, like phrases. And I feel like Danny is going to be like the tribe leader and like, we got to like move forward. We got to do great. Or we got to like blindside someone. And I feel like they really like that for episode titles. So 3 points because I did the math wrong.
I love that. All right. I'm going with Kane and I'm putting 3 points on it. And my reason is he's going to say something very Canadian that Survivor is going to be like, we've never had that said on this show. And it's going to be the classic case of the Manitoba Moose or something like that, where you're just going to have to put that on as the name of the episode. So yeah, I am putting Kane here with 3 points because he's going to say something that nobody ever saw coming just because he's from a weird part of Canada.
Moose Jaw, Canada. Great.
Yeah. It's the classic case of the Moose Jaw.
How's your math?
I'm good. I'm doing 2 points for the last two people. I just wanted to make sure I was good on that. All right, Alexa, who is going home with an unused advantage, not including the shot in the dark, since pretty much everybody goes home with that?
Mr. Moosejaw himself, Kane, with 2 points. I am a little nervous for him. I'm getting fresh out of law school lawyer vibes, and that just makes me a little nervous. I just think he's going to have something. He's going to think that he has a plan, and then they're going to blindside him.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I mean, that's good reasoning. So this next one's tough. I have Brandon and Lauren left. Mm-hmm. And these are kind of the two people who play this, right? Because if I'm thinking Lauren's going to be an early boots tend to play this because they're worried. They know it's coming. We saw Zach do it in the first episode. But then you also have, if you go far in the game like Sammy did last season and you know that you have no shot, you're going to play it because Brandon's a gamer and he's not going down without a fight.
Henceforth.
Well, that's what I'm talking about for the use the shot in the dark for number 18. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to stick with Brandon using the shot in the dark as a gamer. And I'm going to go with Lauren finding some sort of advantage at some point and just using it incorrectly or not even using it incorrectly. Yeah. So I have Lauren with 2 points on goes home with unused advantage. I have Brandon with 2 points on using the shot in the dark.
Awesome. I will round it out. I have Carson using his shot in the dark with 2 points. He seems like the main player who is talking about, like, I've studied the game, all that stuff. And I feel like the shot in the dark is the perfect opportunity for somebody who has put a lot of thought into, like, the game theory aspect of the show.
Yes, I agree. And look at that. We both equaled out to 36 points.
Whew. I can sleep tonight.
And it's 7:36 p.m.
Wow. You said, I think we said 45 minutes before we went live and I went 44:26.
I know. It's pretty amazing. It's like we've gotten good at this. Well, thank you all for listening. Like we said, the link is coming. So don't just start commenting it, but write down what your boot lists or what your prop bets are going to be. This way you can keep track as we go along throughout the season. We'll make it known once we do have the link. We'll post it on our social media. So follow us on Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff. And we'll be talking about it when we come back again the next time we have a podcast. So we'll make sure all that's there. Alexa, go ahead and close it out.
So our final two podcasts of the preseason right before the premiere is on the 20th at an undisclosed time. We are going to be joined by Peridium. We are so excited to have him back on the show. And we're going to sort of just be talking about, like, the new era and how we think that is going to influence this season. We might also do something else. Peridium is a really easy person to talk to and he's really just wonderful. So we're really excited to have him back on. And then, so that's on Monday the 20th. And then Monday the 27th, we are going to be having our fantasy game with Vaughn, who we assume will be available. And
yeah, we haven't
actually Robert, who is probably available. So we'll be doing that yet again. Robert is intern. I felt weird to just say his name. And then a few days later is the premiere. So even though I feel like we had a really, really early preseason, I feel like we're getting right into it. So
yeah.
As Phil said, follow us on all social media. We have a lot of very exciting Patreon content coming up that we can't wait to share with you in a few weeks. And have a great night, everybody. Stay hydrated.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, and it went over 46. Alexa,
dang it.